Yeah, well, the roots come from where Jews were settled in Eastern Europe, in countries like Russia, Ukraine, Poland, and the music developed there. And it comes out of the sort of sound of the solo instruments comes from imitating the sound of the cantorial music from the synagogue. So it has very human quality to it, and it was music that was made to help people, celebrate weddings and such, and then also developed from there and acquired elements of music that was in the surrounding non-Jewish population. And then, of course, the music has traveled with the people that played it, so changed depending on where they were, and was brought to the United States at the turn of the between the 19th and 20th centuries. So of course, that changed the music a lot. But then the music kind of had a bit of a hiatus between say 1955 and 1975, and then younger musicians who became interested in their heritage started getting interested in the music, and it began being played again and continued to develop. And the Klezmatics are part of that sort of revival that started in the 70s and 80s.
How did you become involved with this type of music? How did you learn about it? What were your roots in this?
I was playing music when I was in high school as part of a band that played for weddings and bar mitzvahs and such. And, we played actually a lot of Israeli dance music, which is a completely different thing. But there was one guy in my band who was interested in this kind of Yiddish dance music. And so my first exposure to it was through him. And then I found out that there was a little later, there was a whole revival and a whole scene around this music that was going on. So I moved to New York, and one thing led to another, and I met one of the people who was interested in forming a new band, and that became the Klezmatics. That was in 1986, and now next year we're celebrating our 30th anniversary.
When the music came from Europe and from Russia to America, what did America bring to the music? Was the music infused with the American sound, the jazz, the blues, the folk, etc.?
Well, I think that part of the thing that was affected was the instrumentation. The music acquired elements of American popular music, so a lot more of a kind of brassy trombone sound. The clarinet supplanted the violin as the lead instrument in the music. Also, the advent of the recording industry meant that the music was cut up into 3.5-minute slices. So people began getting used to hearing music in very small bits rather than in long medleys. I mean, the music, in the old country, the music was listened to in little chunks. It was is part of a larger, kind of thing. So that also affected the music as well. And of course, rhythmic impulses were kind of blended with American, popular musical idioms. So yeah, of course it changed, but that was nothing unusual because the music had been changing in the old country as well. What happened was that what we thought of as klezmer music when I first started playing this music was really an American Yiddish hybrid, like a lot of other kinds of American musics, like Cajun or Tex-Mex or polka bands from the Midwest and such. You know, definitely, you know, part of the American musical horizon, vocabulary and such.
It's an upbeat, celebratory music, but has it ever slowed down? Has it ever become solemn to reflect the trials and the persecution that Jews have endured over the years?
Well, I think you know that that role was taken on by the song repertoire, which is a parallel part of Yiddish music. As far as klezmer music goes, I mean, there's always been, you know, some of the music, of course, was played in parts of the wedding, so that music was could be somewhat melancholy. You know, generally speaking, I mean, a lot of the music is also modal, as opposed to, you know, what we think of in Western music as major and minor, as far as the kind of scales that are used. So that has a bit of a mystery and a sort of quality that is neither happy nor sad, somewhere in the middle. So that also has affected the way the music sounds too.
Tell you where we've traveled, how our hopes, our lives unraveled, how unwelcome everywhere we've been.